Alderman Brian Hopkins, thank you for jumping back on. I couldn't believe that he was ready to appoint a new board today. What was your take on that?
Yeah, this is a breakneck whirlwind pace at a time when I think careful deliberation and thoughtful action would serve us better. But it's obvious this has been in the works for some time. The mayor has been busy behind closed doors, burning up the phone lines, you know, trying to get the slate of seven. As you mentioned, he thought he had seven, one backed out at the last minute, which I could understand, because who would really want to step into this mess right now? It's just unconscionable what's happening. And I don't think the individuals who have volunteered to step into these roles right now are going to look back on this moment years from now with anything but disgust. This is just the wrong thing to do. It's a blatant power move, and it's not going to stand. The city council is nearly unanimous behind this. We have 41 members out of 50 who are decrying this action. I don't think you could get 41 out of 50 to agree on anything right now, yet we got 41 out of 50 to agree that this is the wrong thing to do for the people of Chicago. So this is squarely in the mayor's lap. I don't see how he recovers from this politically, but the more immediate question is, what is his end game here? What is he trying to do? And we just don't have answers.
Well, some would think that he's trying to get Pedro Martinez fired when the previous board would not do that. And, of course, there's that $300 million, what you called payday loan. Those are certainly issues. And if he handpicked these people, I would tend to think that most are going to side with the mayor. Would that be a safe bet?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in the short term, yes, clearly there's some things that he wants. He wants Pedro Martinez to be fired. He wants the $300 million payday loan to be approved. He wants the Chicago Public School System to take responsibility for the $180 million pension payment that's due. Those are all short-term things that he has publicly talked about. What he hasn't publicly talked about is his larger motivation for doing this. It's not just about those three short-term things. He wouldn't be going through all this if that's where, you know, if that was all this was about. He has a vision for a major transformation of the Chicago public school system that he has not shared with us. We don't know what it is. He wants full control of CPS in order to completely reform it, mold it, change it, shape it into his vision, which you could argue is actually his prerogative as mayor. But you can't just do that without telling the people of Chicago, including the parents of children, what the plan is. What is that vision? What does it look like? What does he want to do? What does he want the new CEO to embody? He's not answering those questions. And today at the press conference, he wouldn't let the questions be directed to his new board members about what they're going to do. So this is basically a message to the city of Chicago: give me all the power, basically dictatorial power, and then trust me. I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do with that power. You'll know when I do it. And that is not democracy. That is why 41 out of the 50 city council members have rejected this move, even though some of them, I think, would be inclined to agree with much of the mayor's vision once we know what it is. But it's about the process. It's about this blatant power move that nobody wants to be associated with, because people in Chicago and everywhere, really, our society is not a society that looks favorably upon these kind of blatant power grabs that come at the expense of the democratic process.
And what can the city council do?
Yeah, that's a great question. This is rather unprecedented. The legislation that created the elected school board and provided for this transitional hybrid, where we're moving from the appointed to the elected with this halfway point, never considered that something like this would happen in the middle of that established transitional process. So we don't have a whole lot of guidance in the law of what we can do as a city council right now. It is clear the mayor does have the ability to make these appointments. No one's questioning the legality of his authority to make appointments. We're questioning the appropriateness of it, the method in which he's doing it, the political wisdom of doing it. So clearly the city council can be the ones to raise these objections, which is why we submitted that letter, an open letter to the public. We have one of the signatories of that letter happens to be a close friend, political ally of the mayor, who is the chairman of the education committee in the city council. And that would be Alderwoman Taylor. And she's objecting to this. So, you know, that gives a lot of weight to this ad hoc coalition of 41 aldermen who are trying to both stop this from getting any worse and shed light on what has been a secretive, plan behind closed doors to bring this forward. So we can continue doing that. We can continue objecting. As far as what legal authority we have to stop it, that is still being explored. It's unclear at this time.
Alderman Hopkins, Lauren Lapka's in the WGN newsroom. She has a question for you.
Yeah, Alderman, I was wondering how are you doing?
Very good, other than this.
Yes, of course.
Looking forward to hockey season, and I know you are too.
Yes, of course. And sadly, this question is probably just going to make you more upset. I saw this earlier. Right now, it's just an allegation. I haven't seen this verified, so I was wondering if you've heard anything about the potential seventh candidate was going to be Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa's mother. I don't know if you've heard that at all.
I did see that, and there's some evidence to suggest that on social media, some communications were uncovered that certainly reveal, at minimum, a conversation was happening. I don't think you can definitively say that a decision had been made to appoint her as the seventh member. It's unclear. It's possible, certainly. And as shocking as that may be, I don't think it's really out of character with everything else that's been going on. This is an absolutely blatant power grab. This is Mayor Johnson's Migs Field moment. It really is. So something like that is not out of the realm of possibility. But I think we have to stop short of making that specific allegation, because even though there was some chatter about that, I haven't seen anything that really rises to the level of proof that was about to happen. But we do know there was a seventh person, whether it was her or someone else. Only the mayor and that individual, can identify themselves. And by the way, I think the six people who did volunteer to do this, they don't get to hide from you guys. They don't get to hide from the press. That's wrong. And I think most of the reporters in Chicago realize that they have a job to do right now, which is to hold these people who now have positions of public trust, hold them accountable, get them on the record, ask them the hard questions. What are we doing here? This is a democracy, you know.
Well, and we still wait for we're still looking for a statement from the board that resigned.
Yeah,
right. I mean, they're not speaking.
They were successful in hiding too. They spent the last couple of weeks as current incumbent board members, public officials holding offices of trust, and they've been hiding from reporters. And not answering questions, relevant, important questions, and they're not answering them. So this is everything about this is wrong. The people of Chicago who are paying attention, and I know all your listeners are, the entire city needs to be absolutely outraged by this and needs to remember this, you know, in upcoming elections. By the way, you know, if you're going to vote in November, there's school board candidates on the ballot, so please make an informed choice. And make sure you're voting for candidates who would not tolerate what's happening right now.
Thank you so much for joining us, Alderman Hopkins.
I'll be glad to come back on, and hopefully the next time I come on, Lauren can ask me about the Blackhawks. I'd much rather talk about that.
Deal.